Erica smiled when she walked into the waiting room and saw Blake waiting for her, leaning on the receptionist's counter and flirting with one of the nurses, Denise. He waved when he spotted her, straightening to join her.
Hey, Doc, ready to go?
She nodded. Sure am. I appreciate you picking me up.
No reason to take an Uber when I was heading home at the same time.
She'd mentioned grabbing an Uber this morning when she told him her car was in the shop. Blake had insisted on coming to get her instead, since her shift ended an hour after his game. The timing was pretty perfect, she acknowledged with a grin. Getting to work wasn't a big deal, since I don't mind walking during the day, and the weather was lovely. But it's a different story at night. The area around Hopkins wasn't the kind of place a woman wanted to roam alone after dark. Baltimore was one of those cities where a person could feel perfectly safe walking one block, then two blocks later be terrified out of their minds.
I definitely wouldn't let you walk home after dark. I'm happy to pick you up.
Erica glanced at the sky when they walked out of the emergency room. I thought it was calling for rain.
It still is, but I think it's starting later than they forecasted.
They made their way to the parking garage where he'd parked his car.
Well, I owe you one for this.
And don't worry, it'll be business as usual tomorrow, because the mechanic called and my car is ready. She'd finally made an appointment to have her car looked at after dealing with a weird pinging noise for nearly a month.
Did they figure out what was wrong with it? Blake asked.
She nodded.
Yeah, something to do with a loose exhaust bracket?
Whatever the hell that means.
God only knows what it's going to cost me.
Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Did you go to Rocky's like I suggested?
She nodded.
Good. He'll take care of you.